Today, Progress Energy CEO Jeff Lyash said that his company has agreed to retire their oldest two coal-fired units at its Crystal River Energy Complex after completing a new nuclear plant in nearby Levy County. Progress says that by removing the two units, it will be the equivalent of removing more than 800,000 vehicles from Florida's roads. Roy Brinkman is the Energy Issue Chair with the Sierra Club of Florida. He has mixed feelings about Progress's announcement.
Well, of course, the Sierra Club welcomes the idea of closing down coal plants. This is something that I think all the leading scientists in the world would agree. Thinking specifically of James Hansen, has spoken of the need to bulldoze our coal plants. But I do not think, and the Sierra Club does not feel, that nuclear power is a viable solution. Frankly, it's too expensive and would take far too long to have a significant impact on climate change.
But Brinkman says that the reason that the Sierra Club doesn't believe exchanging coal for nuclear power is a good exchange is the cost.
The current projection for their two nuclear power plants in Levy County is in excess of $20 billion. That's a huge cost that the ratepayers are going to begin paying next month, by the way. Whether or not the plants ever ultimately get built, they are going to start paying next month. And, you know, we don't have to do it this way. There are far more effective investments in energy efficiency and renewable energy. Mitch, I just spoke to at a city commission meeting here in Gainesville where Gainesville is becoming the first utility in the country to institute a feed-in tariff. We're going to pay 32 cents a kilowatt hour for solar power. We expect to see megawatts of solar power installed in this city alone. This is the kind of things we need to be doing. These kinds of investments keep the money in our local community. Nuclear power, like coal, it tends to export the money to other communities, to other countries even. It is really about not only solving our energy needs in the most effective way possible, but also about using it as an economic development tool. This is exactly what President-elect Obama has been talking about. We can solve both our energy issues and our economic development issues at the same time by transitioning to a renewable energy economy. Nuclear is, frankly, a dead end.
The St. Petersburg Times reports that Progress CEO Jeff Lyash said that Progress Energy intends to make $1.4 billion in pollution reduction investments to two other Crystal River coal plants between now and 2010. But Rob Brinkman from the Sierra Club says that may be less altruistic than it appears.
Well, certainly, you know, I'm not going to speak against reductions in emission of pollutants from coal power plants. The city of Gainesville is retrofitting their own coal plant right now, partly in response to federal regulations called the Clean Air Interstate Rule, which basically require these reductions in that time frame that Progress is talking about. So I think, actually, it seems that Progress is talking about doing what they actually have to do to meet federal regulations. But moreover, you know, while we should definitely clean up our dirtiest coal plants, I want to reemphasize coal and nuclear are both non-renewable sources. They are finite in quantity. We really need to think in terms of a renewable energy economy because that's what we're going to need going into the future. It's the only thing that makes long-term sense.